Before we get into this episode, I would like to give you a disclaimer. The things that I'm about to speak to you are not for the faint of heart. If you need to, take a minute and pray that the Lord would give you discernment, eyes to see, ears to hear, and if you're not walking filled with the Holy Spirit, I recommend that you would pray that the Lord would set His hedge of protection around you and guide you in all truth. Some of you may recognize the darkness that's in your communities. Just recently, I was driving around locally and I saw all of these ribbons that were hung up by the courthouse. And these ribbons represented all of the children in this county that had been abused. And I thought, you know, that's pretty crazy that we've got so many children in this county that are abused. They have this chart that shows a number of them and they hang up these ribbons on display. And it seems like that's the only thing that's done to bring awareness to this situation, because you don't hear anybody talking about these things on social media because it's a tragedy when something like this happens. But when I saw this, I asked myself, where are the preachers and the members of the community that believe in Jesus Christ who are coming to speak out against these demons that are doing these horrific things to a child? Why are these people silent in this situation? Because make no mistake, I've been to some of these local churches. I've listened to some of these messages that the preachers preach locally on these social media platforms, and it seems like you never hear anything about these situations in the church. Now, I want to read a scripture here to you to kind of set the tone for what I'm talking about, and it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." What does that say there? That means that we have access to weapons of warfare that are not physical. They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And what I'm getting at here when I say, where are these people of God? Where are these leaders in the churches? Because if we have access to a weapon that is not carnal, but it is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, why is it that these people sit in these church buildings on Sunday for an hour and tell these feel-good stories about how all of these things happen in your life and God's going to bless you? And we read stories about how they walked around the walls of Jericho 7 times and the walls fell. But they don't understand that these are not just fairy tales. These things are real and they're happening in your community. But we see these things as fables and don't understand that these are examples that we should use to apply in our own lives. You see, you need to understand something, that the Church of Satan has a hierarchy, right? They have witches and wizards and warlocks and high priests and necromancers and magicians of the highest order. If you don't believe that's a thing, go to thechurchofsatan.com and find out for yourself. And the problem with that is these people are serious. They are walking in that calling to serve their God. They are performing rituals and sacrifices and casting spells. Witchcraft is in these communities. When the Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, we're going to get into that. But you need to understand that when you see somebody doing something like this to a child, so much in your community that they have to hang up ribbons on the courthouse lawn to bring awareness to it. These are not just people who have decided to do these things, right? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places. That means that there are demonic entities that afflict and oppress and possess people to do these things, because that is what we wrestle with. Why are these people reading these stories in the Bible like the walls of Jericho, and they still sit in silence inside of a church building for an hour on Sunday? The Bible says that we are the light of the world and a city that's set upon a hill that cannot be hid. That means it cannot be hid. But yet the majority of the body body of Christ goes into a building on Sunday and they sit and listen to a man who they pay to tell them a story to feel justified in their lifestyles. I'm not cutting down anybody's church. If your pastor preaches a rightly divided word of truth, that's amazing. Praise God. But if you are looking for a church and you want to find a true man of God that is preaching a rightly divided word, I would recommend you find a church that has a pastor that is doing so without taking a salary and living in a 4,000 square foot house while driving a vehicle that the church pays for. Because the men of God who preach the word of God are to remain blameless before the people. And if I did this for a dollar, how could I be blameless before you? What you need to understand here is, folks, that we have access to the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Instead of going and sitting in these buildings on Sunday, if we know these things are happening in our communities, instead of seeing these ribbons hanging out in public for these children that are facing evil every day, instead of saying, oh, that's sad, we should pray for those people. You should do more than that. You should go out into your community, stand in unison with all of the members of the body of Christ. Come out from among this lukewarm division of denominational religion and stand in agreement with the people of God and cast these demons out of your communities. Walk around your town square. Go to the corners of your county and anoint the edges of the land with oil in the name of Jesus Christ. And use your weapons of warfare that are not carnal and say, Father, I come to you today and we stand in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ and we cast these demons out of our community that they might not harm another child in this land, that these demons would no longer dwell here because we are the people of God and we are ready to access these weapons of our warfare that you've given us to through your throne that you would pull these strongholds down. When you look at the municipalities and the elected officials and you see corruption on every level, what do you think that scripture means in Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10, going through 12? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Do you understand what that word is saying there? Spiritual wickedness in high places also translates to governing bodies. When Satan approached Jesus in the wilderness after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was tempted of the enemy. And he said, if you will bow down to me, Jesus, I will give you all the kingdoms of the earth because they are mine to give. Why do you think some of these people sit in seats of authority? They are in organizations such as high-level Freemasons. These organizations that practice Luciferian doctrine once they get past the 33rd degree. A lot of people get up in arms and they say, well, my dad or my grandpa or my uncle was a member of this organization and they were good people. They did things to help people. That is the front of that organization. When you get to the higher levels of these things, they have grand lodges where there are rituals and sacrifices that take place. Why do you think there were presidents that talked about the Skull and Bones fraternity, these fraternal orders of these people in secret societies? There is nothing in this Bible that tells you it should be secret. But when we see that we wrestle not against these things of the flesh, we wrestle against these spiritual wickedness and principalities in high places. What do you think those are? Those are demonic strongholds that have taken hold in your community so much that you see the corruption of the people who are prominent in the community. And they all are friends with the judges and the lawyers and the people in elected positions. And it seems like things always go in their favor because these people are serving these principalities. I'm not saying that about every single situation. You can't take it and just say, well, he's talking about everybody. But nobody is blind to the fact that these things are going on. We see that happening at our government level, at the highest level, to where there are things with this Epstein list being covered up. There are children being trafficked at a level that is unbelievable. I saw a statistic earlier that says that over 1 billion children a year face sexual violence in our society across the world. What are we doing as the body of Christ, knowing that we have weapons to access that are not physical, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds? We see that the enemy has a hierarchy. He has groups of people that walk in their calling. They know what they're doing. These witches and wizards and people who operate in the spirit of divination, do you not understand that they're doing these things because they're serving their master? There is witchcraft in the church. Some of these people who are witches pose as Christians. They call themselves Christian witches. Listen, guys, a lot of you might be uncomfortable hearing these things, but the Bible says, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, yet reprove them. Do you understand that if you are a man or a woman of God and you know about these things, you have an obligation by the living God to expose these things and to bring light to them? Because the Bible says that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And whatever is made manifest is light, right? Light reproves darkness, and that's what we're called to do. But these people that are operating in this spirit of witchcraft, they will go and sit in a church and they'll pack a Bible with them. And they will sit back there and they will cast spells and evil and all of these things on the people in the church, right? Because that's their job. That's what they're doing. That's why they perform these sacrifices and rituals. A lot of people in the church will sit and say, well, that don't affect me. I believe in Jesus. Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? Are you sure you're walking filled with the Holy Spirit, covered by the whole armor of God? The Bible warns me here in Ephesians that I better put on the whole armor, right? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, against the plots and the schemes of evil. Do you understand what that means? That means if you're not walking filled with the Holy Spirit and in the power of his might, being strong in the Lord, being covered by every single piece of that armor, who's to say that that spell's not going to attach some kind of demonic presence on you? You walking in compromise and going to church and thinking that somehow you got on the full armor? That's the problem in the church. These people have a hierarchy. They are much more organized than the modern day church. You know how I know that? Because we don't have titles and positions. The Bible says he gave some preachers, some teachers, some evangelists, some apostles, some prophets. We have gifts and anointings. How many people do you see walking in that? What I see is the majority of the body of Christ goes and sits and listens to a lukewarm message on Sunday and they run up out of there and head to the buffet. You don't believe me? Look around. The reason I'm telling you this is because I'm encouraging you to stand boldly in this calling. Get out of that ritual and come out into the community and start gathering together in the public square and casting these demons out of your community and asking for God to set his hedge of protection around these people that are being victims to this satanic ritual abuse, to these demons that are in your community. These communities that have all of these sex offenders and all of these people that are doing these things to children, you know why they're allowed to operate in your community? Because you are not standing in agreement with your brothers and sisters in Christ that these things would be cast out in the name of Jesus. What could we do if we all stopped going into these separated buildings of division and come out and start walking in these callings, right? These signs will follow those who believe, right? You'll heal the sick. You'll cast out devils. You'll raise the dead. The reason that we can't access these miracles, these gifts, and these blessings for the most part in the body of Christ is because Satan has you so divided over doctrine that you can't see the forest for the trees. When I talk about witchcraft and the things that these people do, you need to understand that a lot of people look at it as theatrics and comedy. They think, them people are weirdos. They're just over there playing around. Are you sure about that? Are you sure that's what they're doing? Because I'm here to tell you it's very real. Why do you think the Bible says that these people used to worship a golden calf? When you look at the elemental properties of gold and how conductive it is for energy, why would they worship something like that? Well, you need to understand witchcraft. I'm going to give you a little demonstration here of how that works. These people will draw a pentagram on the table or the floor, wherever they're at, and they will set crystals and gemstones around this pentagram. Why would they do that? Well, let's take quartz, for example. Quartz, just the stone, has a measurable amount of energy in that stone. You ever seen a watch with a quartz movement in it? That watch will sit there and run forever because it has that quartz movement. What does that mean? These stones, these particular types of stones, harness energy. So these people buy the ones who have the largest electronic signature. Some of them are very expensive. They put them around this pentagram, and that pentagram opens up a spiritual portal, right? The Indians figured this out when they started making dream catchers. If you have dream catchers in your house, I'm not coming against your heritage. I'm telling you that those are demonic, and you need to get that out of your house if you are a man or a woman of God, because those were designed dream catchers, spirit catchers. They were designed to be spiritual windows to bring those spirits in to do certain things, right? They were operating in divination. But these people that do this, they set these stones around this spiritual portal, which is this Baphomet emblem. It's a pentagram. And they will sacrifice animals. They will put bodily fluids into a cauldron, right? So you see these witches, the cartoon depiction where she's got a cauldron and she's throwing eyeballs. We've talked about this, right, for Halloween. They try to make it fun for kids. Ooh, that's gross. That looks cool. You know, they try to make the devil look cool. But they put all these things in here because it draws that energy. It's defilement. They put feces and bodily fluid and blood. They'll torture animals and put the blood in there. And in some cases, they even do it to children. If you think this is not a thing, go look up the number, the statistics of how many children suffer satanic ritual abuse yearly just in this country. If you hide your face and your eyes from the truth, you are already deceived. There is evil in this world like you cannot imagine. And the devil operates through the children of disobedience. That is the people who serve him. And when they do these rituals, right? They do these rituals and they draw these demons closer, right? They have sex rituals, right? And they do it around this pentagram because they draw this energy through here. And what do? They harness the energy of these stones and they become stronger. So why did they worship the golden calf? Because they were giving it power. They were worshiping it instead of the creator, right? The Bible says they worship the creation instead of the creator. And when they do these rituals and sacrifice these animals and children and put all of this, do these defilement rituals and sodomite rituals, they draw these demons close to them. What's the Bible say spiritually for a man of God, a man of Jesus Christ, or a woman? He said, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. So what are these people doing? We do that for our God, right? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through his son Jesus, through prayer and fasting and the reading of his word, because we're feeding our soul with the living word, with the bread of life. These people that serve their master, they're drawing nigh to him through rituals and sacrifices and spell casting. Whenever they draw these demons in through this portal and they harness the energy, that's why you see them wearing big crystals around their neck. And they got these big crystals sitting around the table and they do tarot card readings and play with Ouija boards. They're necromancing. They're communicating with demons. Whenever they do these rituals for that demon, the demon grants them spiritual power in their realm. They can cast spells on people. They can put hexes on people. They can put curses on people's lives. And those demons can go afflict those people because they're allowed to. That's why the Bible warns you fervently to put on the whole armor of God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, right? The powers that these people are communicating with. Listen, the Bible says that you should cast out demons. Do you think that that means that you should wait until somebody approaches you and manifest a demon? The demons that we should be casting out in this generation are the ones and the reason why they hang these ribbons in your community to bring awareness to the child abuse that's going on. Those are the demons you should be casting out. That's why you should be praying and fasting. Stop listening to these lukewarm preachers and start walking in the calling that God has called you to walk in. Do you understand why they do this to children? Because those demons feed on the fear and the torment of the innocent. That's why they sacrifice children. That's why there's so much satanic ritual abuse in our generation. It has increased over 62% since 2022, and it is increasing more and more every day because the Bible says that in the last days, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will grow cold. And these are the demons that your church doesn't pray about or against because they are spiritually ignorant to the warfare that is all around you. You aren't being taught how to be a disciple. You aren't being taught how to access those weapons of your warfare because you have been deceived into thinking that that's the only way that you can have church. But Jesus said, from now on, you will worship in spirit and in truth. Understand what that means. Wherever two or three are gathered, I will also be in the midst. If you gather in His name, in the public arena, in the name of Jesus Christ, He will walk with you and dwell with you and walk in you, and you will have fellowship with Him and He with you, and you will have the power and the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. But what do we do? We ignore that side of things. People say, oh, I don't want to hear all that bad stuff. Just let me hear the fluff. Just let me have the milk. The Bible tells us there are some who are on the milk that are unskillful in the word. In the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, I want to read that to you so you can understand the difference in those people who tell you they don't want to hear anything negative. I don't want to hear anything about evil or spiritual warfare. I just want to hear the gospel, the good news. Just heap to me teachers. I got itching ears. But in the book of Hebrews chapter 5, starting in verse 12, it says, "For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised," and pay attention here, "to discern both good and evil." That means that if you are on the milk, you will not be able to discern good and evil. You will not be walking filled with the Holy Spirit, being guided into all truth. But those who are on the meat, they are full of age. They have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Stop burying your head in the sand. Get out there and start praying in the name of Jesus that these demons would leave your communities. If we could come together in agreement with one with another, Jesus said if just two of you would agree touching anything on the earth, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. What does that mean? What could 500 of us, go look at the population in your county and then go look up how many people go to church in your county. Go look up how many churches there are. Imagine if everybody one day a month said, we're not going to go and sit in this building and throw our money at the feet of a preacher who tells us we need to be financing the kingdom of God. You need to finance the kingdom of God. That is a wolf in sheep's clothing because they talk more about money than they do about casting out the very demons that molest the children in your society. And that is a problem in the body of Christ because God is coming to judge the quick and the dead. He's sending His Son Jesus to come back. And when He comes back, He's not bringing peace. He's bringing war and a sword and division and strife. He's going to destroy the enemy and all who oppose him. Where will you stand on that day? Can you tell him that you did these things? Will you be able to be known by your fruits? Or will he say, listen, all you ever did was went in that building for an hour on Sunday. He said, this people, they honor me with their lips and draw nigh to me with their mouth, but their hearts are far from me. What does the modern day church look like? While the people who serve Satan are walking like a military group, they are walking like a militia group that serves the devil. They have ranks and a hierarchy. What's the body of Christ got? Busybodies, backbiters, jealousy, envy, strife, division, denominations. You got people in the Pentecostal church that don't like the people in the Baptist church because they don't believe that if you don't speak in tongues that you ain't going to heaven and all of this nonsense. Wake up and understand that the devil is having you so that he can sift you like wheat in these positions. Nobody's going to talk to you about this in the church because they are afraid that you won't pay the light bill. While these churches are hoarding up hundreds of thousands of dollars and doing nothing to help the people in their community, and they're talking about, oh, we're going to build a fellowship hall, and we're going to blacktop the parking lot, and we're going to do all of these monetary things, and they have children in their communities that if the teachers at school didn't stuff their backpacks full of snacks, they wouldn't get to eat over the weekend because they face this very demonic abuse that I am speaking of today. And I know this is real. I have people in my family that teach at schools. I've seen it firsthand. You need to understand that the devil is real and he is alive and well in your communities. And he's laughing at all of you church folks who do not access those weapons of your warfare. He's comfortable with it. This may be one of the most important messages that you've ever heard in your entire spiritual life. Because if you don't wake up and start to put on the full armor of God and stand against this enemy, he is going to overtake this place, and it will be, as the Bible says, the habitation of every foul bird and unclean spirit. When you see these people doing these rituals, they're not playing games. They're going out in the woods and burning things and doing these rituals and mixing these bodily fluids together and creating this defilement to draw closer to these demons so that these demons will do their bidding. When you see these people online offering tarot card readings, those are openly practicing witches. They are walking with the enemy of God. Everybody looks at it like, oh, it's just fun. Let's go get a palm reading. Oh, it's just fun. Let's go get a tarot card reading. Let's play with a Ouija board. You better rebuke that nonsense in the name of Jesus Christ, because the spirit of witchcraft is allowed to operate in your life when you walk in these things. You better get it out of your life. If you have these things in your house, you better get them out right now and burn them or throw them into the deepest hole you can find and rebuke these things in the name of Jesus, because this is real. Why do you think you hear all of these celebrities that are world famous tell you that they have sold their soul to the devil? What do you think the Bible says? What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What do you think God was talking about there? When he said, what's it gonna benefit you if you get the whole world and you're gonna use it for a little season while you're here, but you're gonna lose your eternal soul? That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Satan wars for your soul because he knows that if he can deceive you from the calling that God has called you to walk in and get you to entertain these demons and walk with the enemy through this spirit of witchcraft, that he can keep your soul from going back to your Creator to dwell with him for eternity. And instead, he will cause you to have to be cast alive into the lake of fire with him for eternity. Do you understand that hell is real? The devil is real? Satan wants you to believe that he's a little cartoon character with horns and a pitchfork with red skin. He wants you to believe that he looks cool. They got shows on Netflix called Lucifer that glorifies a man as the devil. We're seeing filth and iniquity on the rise in this generation at a time when everything seems to be in turmoil. We're seeing this peace covenant that's been signed with a lot of people. Hey, that sure looks like what the Bible says, that the son of perdition will sign a peace treaty with many. And I'm not saying that that's what it is. I'm not calling anybody the Antichrist. We'll know. We'll know when he steps out on the scene, because he's going to declare himself to be God. But the thing you better understand is that if we don't start standing spiritually against this enemy, he's going to have you so that he may sift you like wheat. You see all of these things coming to pass. Where are the people of God? How many times have all the churches in a community stopped and looked at those ribbons on the courthouse lawn and said, we got to pray against this evil that's in our community that's doing these things to these children? We got to start marching around this town like it's the walls of Jericho, that these demonic strongholds would be pulled down. The Lord has put it on my heart to start a movement in these small town communities that would spread into a revival, to break the yoke of bondage that is on this denominational religion that we see in America. The name of this podcast is The Tyler Wood Encounter, The Truth Without Compromise. And my plan for the days ahead is to go out and lead people and teach them how to access these weapons of their warfare that are not physical, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I'm going to start in my community where I live. I live in Logan County, Kentucky, and there is a dark spirit that hangs over this place. I believe that I was born here for such a time as this. This county, back in the old days, used to be known as Rogue's Harbor. It was a place where the worst criminals used to come to hide out from the law. But it's also the place where the greatest revival that ever happened in the United States spread across the United States. It was called the Great Awakening. It happened in the Red River in Logan County, Kentucky. And I believe that now is the time for the people of God to come together and stand up and stand together without division to pray and to stand against these demonic strongholds so that they would be pulled down. And very soon I will be announcing some plans about how I plan to do that. I will do that here, but I'm also going to be coming to other places. So if you feel this is going on in your community, you can reach out to me through my Facebook page, through the podcast channel. You can reach out to me on TikTok, any of these avenues. I have an email that's listed on my Facebook page. But I think it's important for us to understand that it is time for the people of God to stand up and access these weapons. Listen, guys, I'm not trying to tell you that you need to do anything violent. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the power of prayer, fasting, and standing in agreement with the children of God, the people who are covered and anointed by the blood of Jesus Christ. If we overcome the dragon by the word of our testimony and the blood of Jesus, then why are we not given the word of our testimony publicly, that we came through this to get right here and now we will serve the Lord? This is so important in this hour. And that's why I'm going to be doing the Truth Without Compromise tour. I'm going to be going around to different cities in this country. I'm going to be bringing some people with me, and I ask the people of different communities to stand with me, and we will access those weapons. We will pray in the name of Jesus that God will encamp his angels around these communities and drive out every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, so that righteousness could be set in the seat of authority over these communities. When you see this demonic, and listen, hey, if you're in one of these positions and you're a righteous person, you walk with the Lord Jesus, you don't have anything to worry about. But if you're walking with devils and doing evil, God's fixing to deal with you. God's going to deal with those people. You're going to see it manifest. The reason you don't see it, Jesus said you have not because you ask not. What do you think's going to happen whenever we start standing together and showing, be an example for these churches of what we're supposed to be doing? We need to have organization. in the body of Christ. We don't have to go out there and lay a hand on nobody. All we have to do is pray in agreement that the God of all creation, Yahweh, His true Son, Jesus Christ, would do these things as we stand in agreement and in obedience to Him. Stop looking at these scriptures in the Bible as if they're some kind of fairy tale. You need to pay attention to what the enemy is doing. He said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep amidst wolves. So be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." The Lord put it on my heart with this podcast that He said, He told me that you will be able to make disciples with this platform. And I believe that that is the next step of this. We're going to go out and cast down these strongholds in the name of Jesus Christ. You can pray even now. We don't have to wait until we get together. You can stand in agreement right now. Everybody that sees this message, everybody that watches this podcast, stop what you're doing and pray in agreement that these strongholds would be cast down, that these demons would be driven out, and that God would set His hedge of protection around these children that are facing this evil. Because, listen, this community that we see that has their own month now, I'm careful with my words because AI watches everything I say very closely. I'm shadow banned on TikTok and several other platforms because I've used keywords. But this community that marches in the street and they're very proud of their sexuality, I have never met one of these people. A lot of them's nice people. Hey, I know this affects every family, every community. You love these people, right? They're your uncles and nephews and nieces and sons and daughters and so on and so forth. But I've never met one of these people who openly lives that lifestyle who wasn't either exposed to something that a child shouldn't be exposed to, or they were abused as a child. And Satan knows that the more kids he can get pulled into that, they will walk in disobedience to the living God, in rebellion to the Word of God. Go read Romans chapter 1. He said, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and ungodliness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." A lot of these people in this community believe in Jesus Christ. They believe that they can live in a lifestyle of sin and abomination and just believe in Jesus and His blood will pay for it. But think about what He said. "My wrath will be against those who hold the truth in unrighteousness." If you live in sin and abomination and cling to the name of Jesus, you're holding Him. He is the truth. You're holding Him in unrighteousness. And He said, "Because they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, He gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Men laying with men, burning in their lust one after another, and even their women did give up the natural use." What do we see happening? It's like people are just good with it. They just live in it openly and they're proud of it because they've been given over to that reprobate mind. But if you read down to the end of the chapter, He said, "Knowing the judgment of God, not only those who do these things are worthy of death, but those who take pleasure in them that do them." Be careful what you support. Be careful what you stand in agreement with. You can love somebody without loving the sin that they live in. Satan has twisted love into hate by saying that if you tell me I'm wrong for doing this, you got hate in your heart. Let me tell you something. If I hated you and I saw you on the way to hell, the last thing I would do is tell you the truth. I would say nothing. The truth is that I love you and I care about what happens to you and I don't want to see you have to endure eternal hellfire. So I'm asking you to turn around because you're running towards that pit that burns without end. And the people that go there will dwell there alive in that fire. The Bible says the smoke of their torment arose up forever and ever. We don't want to see that. We don't hate these people because we tell them the truth. Nobody tells you something to help you because they hate you. They tell you the truth because they love you. We love you enough to tell you the truth, that there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Guys, I want to take a minute to pray, and I ask that you would stand in agreement. Remember, Jesus said, if two of you will agree touching anything on the earth, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. He said, if you being evil, right? The hearts of men are evil. The Bible says this. He said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give to those that ask him the Holy Spirit? So if we're asking for righteousness and for the protection of the innocent, and we stand in agreement, what do you think's going to happen? Let's cast these devils out of our community. Stop going where they're more worried about your money than they are about the souls of the lost and these children who are being afflicted and abused by demons. And let's come outside and stand in agreement that these demonic strongholds would be cast down by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. So right now we're going to pray. Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, and we stand in agreement today that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. We know that there is evil here just as there is good here. But we pray today that because sin does abound, that grace would much more abound and that you would hear our cry, Father. We stand before you today in the mighty and powerful and holy name of Jesus to ask that you would cast these strongholds down. All of these people, all of these demons in this community that we dwell in, my community and the community of everybody that can hear my voice, we stand in agreement that you would encamp your angels tonight around those communities and drive out every unclean spirit that dwells there in the name of Jesus. By the power and authority of the blood of Jesus Christ, we command those demons to leave those places. We pray that you would set your hedge of protection around these children, around these innocent ones, Father. Let us shine a light. Let us be beacons of light and intercessors for these children that are facing this evil and this abuse that they endure. For every name that is listed behind those ribbons that are hung up for those children that are abused, we pray that you would send forth the angels of heaven to encamp around them and protect them and to drive out those spirits. Let us access the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Father, we thank you for this today. We stand in agreement. We ask that you would do the same for us, Father, around our lives, for these people, even the enemy, Father, that you would encamp your angels around them and drive those unclean spirits out and show them the truth before it is too late. We pray for these communities that live in open filth and abomination before you, Father. We pray that you would open their eyes, set a stumbling block before them that they may see the truth before it is too late. Father, we love you today. We thank you. We pray that you would strengthen our anointing. Give us eyes to see the things that you need us to see. Give us ears to hear the things that you need us to hear. Show us the gifts that you have blessed us with in our lives and the anointing that you have placed on our lives so that we would see those things that we need to walk in and help us to walk in them with the spirit of truth, to bring forth glory and honor to your kingdom today. Father, we thank you for these things, and we love you today with all of our heart as we give you the glory. And we ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit and help us to put on your whole armor. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Amen. Guys, as I said, think about these things. Pray about these things. Seek the Lord first, right? The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Wake up and understand. It's okay for you to go to church on Sunday. I'm not against that. But if there is no spiritual benefit to the people around you who are being afflicted by demons, then why are you there? If you are not edified by going to that place so that you can go out and be a beacon of light and a fisher of men to walk in your calling, why are you casting your pearls before swine? The Bible says, give not what is holy to the dogs and do not cast your pearls before swine. If you're going to a place that feels spiritually dead, get up out of there and go where the Lord sends you. It's not always going to be in a building. If we're the light of the world, why would we go into a building and shut the doors and lock them and keep it to ourselves? We must go out here and do battle against the enemy, because you need to understand something. This is war. This is spiritual warfare. We need to go out into the world and be the light of the world as Jesus called us to be. I thank you for taking the time to listen to this message. There's going to be much more to come. If you haven't yet, find my social media pages. I have a music page as well. If you look up Tyler Wood, I sing country music. We've got a brand new song that we're about to release. That page has about 120,000 followers on it. There's a lot of songs on there. Hey, I made music before I was following Jesus, so you're going to see a little bit of my wilder side in some of these songs. I don't delete my testimony. That's how you see where I was and where I'm at and where I'm going. So I ask that you would share this message. If you haven't already, subscribe to this channel. I hope that this message blesses you today in the name of Jesus. I thank you for listening. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. God bless y'all today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.